This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Reconnecting after a year of separation and loss is a work in progress. KERA and the Dallas Morning News are collaborating to document how the pandemic has changed the arts and culture scene in North Texas. Today, how local gay and lesbian bars are faring as they reopen and face another surge. In an informal survey and radio call-out, we asked what gay bars mean to North Texans. More than 150 people responded. KERA's Miguel Perez sifted through their replies and has this report.
Make some noise for Ms. Nina Courtney!
There's a glittering chandelier hanging above all the commotion at a drag show in Arlington's 1851 Club. The bar's owner, Dalton Haynes, put it up in honor of his grandmother, who died from breast cancer in December.
It's the last place that she and I ever sat down and played a hand of poker together. We played poker here every Monday night. Everyone loved her. Everyone knew her.
1851 has long been a safe haven for Haynes and for the local LGBTQ community. So when the bar's former owners announced the shutdown had proven to be too costly, he stepped in.
It was about 2 days in between finding out that it closed and deciding, I'm going to buy this place. No question in my mind. This is something I've got to do.
1851 avoided an emerging trend. A 2020 report out of Oberlin College found as many as 37% of gay and lesbian bars in the U.S. have closed between 2007 and 2019. Cultural mores are evolving, the study says. Dating has moved online, and the LGBTQ community feels more accepted outside of traditionally queer spaces. Dennis Janssen blogs about LGBTQ nightlife in Dallas.
Now that LGBT individuals have an option of going anywhere in the city and having a great time, they actually have to do more of that traditional marketing and promotion work. The venues that aren't able to pivot are going to close.
North Texas has seen its share of closures. Mabel Peabody's in Denton shuttered in 2017. Zippers in Dallas closed last May, a few months after the shutdown began. But Janssen says closures don't mean gay bars are dying out.
There's more opportunity for gay bars maybe than ever. They have more competition than ever, though.
Those that offer something different have the upper hand. At Club Los Rieles in South Dallas, gay vaqueros shuffle in a big circle until the early morning. The huge nightclub caters to a more traditional Latino crowd, eager to hear the music they grew up dancing to at weddings and quinceañeras.
Corridos, norteño, huapangos, cumbias.
Marta Luis owns the nightclub with her husband.
Venir aquí es como que recordar todo lo que yo viví en mi casa.
She says coming to Rieles lets bargoers relive the parties of their past without having to hide for anyone. It's that sense of freedom that makes gay and lesbian bars unparalleled. Kathy Jack is the general manager of Sue Ellen's, the only lesbian bar in Dallas.
I live in Oak Cliff, and I know I can go anywhere in Oak Cliff and feel comfortable with my wife. But it's not anything like coming to the gay bars. It's just the feeling that you get when you walk through the doors. This is my second family.
And Julia Hoffman says she visited Sue Ellen's for the first time in June.
I had never been to one before. It was exhilarating to be surrounded by my community. I didn't have to guess. I didn't have to wonder.
Sue Ellen's and Rieles benefit from the unique roles that they fill. Other establishments have ditched the well drinks altogether in exchange for mimosas and coffee. The Trove in the Bishop Arts District is a restaurant and jewelry shop that hosts a drag brunch on the weekends. Owner Jaime Uribe says Sundays are always packed.
Sometimes we run our ones. We don't have ones because sometimes you get tables like, can I get $300 in ones? I was like, wow. I'm in the wrong business. I should be a drag queen.
Bar operators all agree. Adaptation is necessary. But bar goers like Manu Courtney, a regular at Club Changes in Fort Worth, think gay and lesbian bars will endure regardless because they still provide community for so many.
I know that if I'm ever in a tight situation or need advice or time away or just someone to hear me, I can go to Changes and truly just let go.
As long as they can fill that role, the tabs will stay open. I'm Miguel Perez in Dallas.
Find photos from Dallas Morning News photographer Juan Figueroa and more about our informal survey at artandseek.org or at dallasnews.com. A version of the story will also appear in Sunday's newspaper. Tune in to Think on Monday to hear more about the future of gay and lesbian bars.